This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Vinny and Haney on your home for sports. 105.7 The Fan.
There's a drive, right center field, hit well. Mullins is back for it. He's near the wall. It is gone! Leadoff home run, Mike Trout. And the Angels storm out of the gate with a 1-0 lead. Swing and a miss, strike three. Say goodnight to the Orioles. The Angels break a 5-game stead.
I mean, really just missing with the heater down the middle. I know trying to elevate the guys. Obviously, Trout there in the first inning. Just missed right down the middle. Got hurt with it pretty bad. Really you just got to flush it. That's all you can do with it. Obviously, that's a Hall of Fame player. He's going to hit home runs. You know, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, we did a nice job out of the pen. We had brought the tying run to the plate, too, at one inning. And Santander just kind of missed one there, and we flew out. But I thought we did a nice job battling back. Kind of a tough deficit to come back from. Nice to see him get a hit. Yeah, I'm sure that felt good and fun to watch him on the bases.
Brandon Hyde, Orioles manager. That was Jackson Holliday he's referring to. Singled to right field, which moved Gunnar Henderson, or advanced the runner, Westy, to third base, who wound up scoring on a sack fly from Gunnar Henderson. So Jackson Holliday breaks through with his second hit. And also heard about maybe the bigger story of the night, the fact that Grace Rodriguez got rocked right out of the gate. Mike Trout, whose previous game ended with a called third strike, Nolan, with the bases loaded, leading to Ron Washington to criticize him after the game. Hey, man, got to swing the bat. You at least get the tie run home. It was 4-2 at the time. And then Trout, the Hall of Fame player, I think he's proven himself. If he retired tomorrow, he's going to Cooperstown. But he was leading off for the first time in a while. And he saw 97-plus from old Grayson Rodriguez. And he ropes it over the right center field fence. And that wasn't the only hard contact, by the way, that Grayson Rodriguez allowed. Because there were a lot of hard balls, a lot of exit velo, a lot of loud noises coming off the bats of the Angels offense. And the Angels, not exactly the greatest team in the American League. Matter of fact, they had lost 5 in a row. And then they bust out last night against the Orioles. And Birds tried a valiant possible comeback, was stymied. And it goes to show you about just sports in general, but baseball last night. You had Grayson Rodriguez undefeated, sub-3 earned run average. Griffin Canning, winless, +8 earned run average. And the Orioles, if you read your favorite betting sites, were favorites to win said game. And they get spanked right out of the gate. So Nolan McGraw, it's the ebbs and flows of Major League Baseball. And the Orioles, yeah, they fall out of first place by 0.5 game for one day. But the bottom line is you can never assume anything. And Grayson Rodriguez had been on a heater since the second half of last season. His recall from Norfolk, he's been one of the best pitchers in baseball. Playoff loss to Texas aside, hey, sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug, And he was Johnny Bug last night in Anaheim.
All right. Still hate to see one of your aces or your ace kind of have to wear one like that. You know, just after you give up 4 or 5 runs, you're still leaving him out there. All right. Just try to get us as deep into this one as you can. And credit to the bullpen. I mean, Hyde even said it there that, all right, the bullpen was shut down. Did give us an opportunity. A team that's come back a lot this year gave him a chance to come back. Had a prime opportunity there in the 7th. Gunner with the homer. Get 2 more guys on base. No luck pushing them across. But, I mean, this offense, it really feels like you're never out of it. I mean, you're down 7-0. A lot of game left to play. You're thinking, all right, probably still going to lose this one, but I still want to keep watching because 1 through 9 in this lineup, they could come back in a hurry.
Yeah, they did have the tying run at the plate in the 7th inning, I believe it was, as Gunner went yard there. But the bullpen, to your point, we talked about a couple of nights ago, me and Ryan Ripken on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, that the bullpen and Jacob Calvin-Meyer, tip of the cap to him from the Baltimore Sun, bullpen sucked last week. As a matter of fact, last 2 weeks, the bullpen ERA went from one of the best at baseball to middle of the pack at this point in time. But they've kind of settled down here. Going back to Sunday's game against Kansas City, all right, things were a little shaky in the opener against the Angels. But no, the Orioles are never out of it. And Grace Rodriguez is not going to get hammered to that level every 5th day. More than likely, this is an aberration more than the norm. But, you know, Angels got them. Credit to them. I mean, they do have major league players on their roster. Joe Adell has been hitting with a very hard exit velo in this series. Went deep on Monday night. Had a couple of big bell ringers last night as well. So congratulations to them. Coming up at 4:07 today, Orioles go for the series win as Dean Kramer looks to bounce back after a shaky outing last week in Kansas City where he was given multiple opportunities. Actually, he pitched well. The bullpen made that box score look a little more, dented than it should have been. Orioles didn't get any run support that night against Kansas City, but Kramer going up against Tyler Anderson, 34-year-old left-hander, who's had a very good beginning to this season for the Angels. Again, 4:07. First pitch, Orioles looking to win the series. They're off tomorrow, and then they're back home for the A's, and then the Yankees come to town next week. So, Birds are still off to a very good beginning to the 2024 season, as was expected, because they're one of the best teams in Major League Baseball. Now, Hester Kerstedt, he got called up. 0-for-4, 3 Ks. So start getting your calls in now at 410-583-1057 about how he was overmatched and he needs to go down and hit. Now, he was wearing out Triple-A pitching. He doesn't need to go there anymore. He got dominated last night. It's the nature of the beast. He was in right field of Santander, was your DH. Couple of misplays, bobbles on balls out there in right field. Did I display a hose trying to get a guy, trying to stretch a single into a double, which he eventually did because of the bobble, but hit the cutoff man on one. So Hester Kerstedt is back. Will he play today? Because it is a lefty on the hill, as we said. Might be more of a Georgie day. And then Santander in right field. We'll let you know as soon as we get the lineup, and I'm sure we will before we get out at 2 o'clock. But he was over for 3Ks. Welcome back to the big kid, a big time kid.
The one at bat he had pretty good. Well, he fouled off about 6 or 7.
Flew
pitches.
One to left field.
Yeah, I mean that was. But otherwise, yeah, it was tough outing. And like you said, he fumbled to one, he bobbled to one, and the guy took second. And then he overshot. He missed Holiday on the cutoff when he threw it all the way to home. Probably a little nervous, I'm sure. Probably in his opening start, Bob, in the 7th, the hit that. When Holiday hit it off the pitcher's hand, would that have gone up the middle? Because that was going through the center. That was going through.
Possibly.
Because Norm, did you see that one?
Yeah, I mean, if it's heading back up the middle, you got a hard hit ball there. You got a good shot.
Because if he gets on, then Gunner's homer is a 2-run homer, not a 1. Mm-hmm. You know, that was, and he almost beat it out.
But, yeah, he made a nifty play on the double play, by
the way. That was a very nice play.
But Henderson's home run was a bomb. to right field. But Orioles lose 7-4. Their three-game winning streak comes to an end. They'll go for the series win this afternoon against the Angels, and we'll get you covered. With that, Jim Hunter, as a matter of fact, is going to be joining us 12:30 to talk about your Birds of Baltimore. Glorious things ahead. John Means got rocked.
Again?
Well, not rocked, rocked. He struggled in the first, got into the fifth, gave up three runs. Five Ks. Doesn't look like the velocity's down a little bit. I guess that's probably the concern there. Kyle Bradish will pitch for Norfolk on Friday. So we're talking about these reinforcements coming in. We don't know just yet when John Means is coming back, because it's not, as Mike Elias said, and as Means himself said, and Brandon, it's not an injury thing. It's a kind of a rust thing. We can go back to October when he was expected to be the Game 3 starter against the Rangers, and then he didn't even make the roster because of the elbow kind of barking at him a little bit. So we'll see there. Tyler Wells, he's still dealing with elbow soreness. When he comes back, it remains to be seen. But Albert Suarez has been a godsend.
Yeah.
To this Orioles rotation, and we'll see what Dean Kramer brings to the equation tonight. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. You want to start whining? Hey, we'll listen to you whine. We got our Kleenexes here, right, Vinny? Getting you ready for the draft coming up on Thursday, first round. Ravens have the 30th pick. The Bears said yesterday, they're power brokers. They know who they're taking.
Of course.
I think it's the worst-kept secret in the history of sports. We all know who they're taking. Now, if they take Jaden Daniels, well, they're not trading because they said they already know. Unless they got, hey, we know who we're taking at number 8. Boy, that would be a stunning turn of events. It's Caleb Williams, barring the unforeseen. I think his jerseys will literally be on sale probably 5 seconds after he is drafted.
They're printing. Oh. They're already printed.
They're printed.
Yes. And Bob, I mean, if you're Washington, let's say, and let's say Caleb Williams doesn't go, how do you take a guy that you hadn't even had a physical on yet? He hadn't taken any physicals other than Chicago. So I think it's...
That's a good point.
Yeah, so I think, Bob, it is a foregone conclusion. I think 1 and 2 are pretty... I think it's Williams, Daniels,
though the Daniels camp might be a little bent over some things here recently.
Yeah, they get nervous this time of the year. You know, you try to hide things and try to be cute. You know, you got a rookie GM. You know, you got rookie whole organization, you know, with Washington. But the thing about it is, Bob, like all the late, now the Giants want to move up, and they don't want J.J. McCarthy. They want Drake May. I'm guessing, Bob, what they see is Daboll, he sees Josh Allen in Drake May.
Dan Orlovsky said on ESPN that Drake May reminds him of Ben Roethlisberger.
He moves better than Ben.
But for a big guy, he extended plays as any quarterback we've seen in the last 30 years.
Oh, trust me, man. You try to tackle Bob, you get so pissed off. He'd be in the pocket. You'd have him, you know, and he just kind of shake you off because he was, about 250, 260. And he'd just shake you off and then make a play. It's like, Jesus, criminy.
Draft profiles flurrying today. We're going wide receiver, because this could be an interesting spot for the Ravens at 30. Will they take a wide receiver? We know the needs, and we'll talk about that with Ryan Wilson coming up at 11 o'clock. Also with Cordell Woodland later on in the show. We're breaking out wideouts. And, you know, we said it before, we'll say it again, Vinny. If they take a wide receiver at 30, you're stunned?
I would be.
Flabbergasted?
Well,
pissed?
Well, Bob, let me just say this. It all depends who else is on the board. If there's a good old lineman or somebody still on the board, you know, and then if they did that, or say that Kool-Aid's still on the board too.
Kinstry, yep.
Yeah, the corner. That would be kind of shocking to me. Like if there was an old lineman there, a corner there, and a receiver, and they go receiver. That would be shocking to me from what we've heard them talk about how, you know, Harbs has said, you know, if we don't get the old line fixed, we're hosed. Kind of thing. So I expect him. But Bob, it just seems like there's a lot of people looking at O-line. A lot of people. And I was listening yesterday on NFL radio, Pittsburgh, they're saying Pittsburgh may not take the center. They may take the a tackle at 20. So then there's another less guy, because you can get a center in the third round or whatever, but you can't get a starting tackle. So, I mean, if that's the case, another tackle goes, then, you know, the Ravens may be out of tackles by the time 30 rolls.
It's been 8-8-8-1-0-5-7, the Fan Draft Week tomorrow. First round starts at 8 o'clock in Detroit. Ravens' 30th pick. We'll be talking about it today, tomorrow, throughout the next few days. You want to share your thoughts on what the Ravens should do? Should they, if the wide receiver is that awesome at 30, are you going in that route? No pun intended. Give us a call. Orioles lose last night, 7-4. Grayson got rocked. Cursed at 0-4, 3-Ks. Still go for the series win this afternoon behind Dean Kramer, 407 first pitch. Soon as we give you the lineup, we'll get into that. Stanley Cup playoffs, Caps are in trouble. NBA playoffs, Indiana's back in it. And I'll tell you what, that's Sean Devitt. He's smart. We'll elaborate on that too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports with Balls. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Woman Crush Wednesday, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Pick a song, favorite female artist or band, will play it for you. Send your request to the Plaza Sports text line. Nolan McGraw is waiting for you. NFL Draft, Gloria Estefan? What's the name of this song?
Here We Are. Ah. Opening lyrics.
I'm familiar with her, of course, but not an expert on her catalog, but there you go. Little nice getting you ready for the NFL draft song on Woman Crush Wednesday, but you pick them. We're just going with the flow. Improvise and adapt, as Clint Eastwood said in, what was that, Heartbreak Ridge, as he was beating up on Pete Koch, former Maryland Terrapin, by the way, who played Swede. You knew that, Pete Koch?
Pete Koch, I knew, I ran into him somewhere. I can't remember where.
But did you know he was Swede in Heartbreak Ridge?
No. I never watched Heartbreak Ridge.
Clint Eastwood?
I'm a big Clint Eastwood guy.
You got to get into that one. It's about 40 years too late, but it's a good movie. Gunny Highway.
Make my day.
No, he didn't say that, but he had some other cool lines in that one. But anywho, let's get to the draft here. Baltimore Sun did an interesting exercise this morning. You want to get in, you can, by the way, at 410-583-1057. Orioles lose last night, 7-4. Grayson got rocked. Cursed that was 0-4, 3-Ks. Looked a little struggle city at the plate and in the field. But, you know, it's his first game. We're not making these absolute proclamations by any stretch of the imagination. Orioles can win the series this afternoon behind Dean Kramer. But what they're doing here on the Suns, Brian Wacker, Childs Walker, Mike Preston, all friends of the station.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, as a matter of fact, our colleague during the NFL season. Grading Eric DaCosta as a drafter sort of guy through his first 5 years as the dude. Ozzie Newsome's last draft, he drafted Lamar Jackson. You're welcome, Baltimore. Thank you. And I'll throw in a little Mark Andrews and Orlando Brown and some others. Now, they whiffed on Hayden Hurst, let's be honest there.
Yeah. Well, my whole thing there, Bob, is, you know, I'd love to have been in the room when, all right, you take Hayden Hurst at 27, then you come back and get Lamar. Why wouldn't you just take the quarterback at 27? You could get the tight end.
And they traded back like twice because – oh, they needed a receiver, memory serve. Calvin Ridley's name keeps popping up here. And then all of a sudden, they went tight end.
Yeah.
And Hurst was athletic, a little older, former baseball player.
Yeah.
And he actually, Vinny, you were there during rookie camp. He didn't look bad at all. Got hurt.
That was the problem. Andrews looked a little raw, you know, and then Hurst got hurt, and then Andrews became Andrews. He was just kind of a beast. Hurst was more the fluid athlete kind of guy. I think they saw him as a guy that could get down the field a little bit more. And then, yeah, like you said, then he gets hurt. And Andrews, the thing with the thing maybe you didn't know, you know, is when he came in, he wanted to be great. And he worked to be great. And he was... you know, no nonsense, love football, all those things. And I don't know if you could – there's got to be some red flags with Hayden Hurst because he's been on how many teams now? Four or five. He's back with Giro, you know, in San Diego. So that was kind of a whiff on that one. But you know what? It doesn't matter. You got Lamar. You got your franchise quarterback. Doesn't matter where you got him, how you got him, but you got him.
And I believe the trade of Hurst got him a second-round pick who became J.K. Dobbins. Could be wrong, Nolan. Is that right? Now, and
that's
by
correct,
the way, in San Diego or L.A., they should be in San Diego, but that's an editorial commentary. But yes, they're all together. The gang's back together. Hey, happy 2020. But anyway, his first draft, Eric DaCosta's first pick was Marquise Brown, who wasn't bad.
Nope. No. He just.
He was banged up when they drafted him.
At
the
Liz
Frank. Yeah.
Had the foot, but I think, Bob, he became, you know, he had decent production, but I think the headache became a problem for them. You know, he was a headache, and he bitch and complain a lot, and especially when you're hanging out with your quarterback all the time. You know, you're driving to and from games with the quarterback.
You're saying he was polluting Lamar's old brain there?
And the thing about it is What we loved about him was his down the field big playability. What we hated about him was his yak yards were nothing, you know, zero. I mean, he'd run out of bounds.
Hit the deck.
Down. Yeah, yeah. If in doubt, fall down.
It's a 4 on the Richter scale. Hit the deck.
But
and his speed was blazed. And to your point, Vinny. He whined out of Baltimore after a 90-catch, 1,000-yard, like 8-touchdown season. That pick, when they flipped him to Arizona, became Tyler Linderbaum.
Yeah. And, you got to give Eric a lot of credit on that one because they got out of probably what they could get out of Marquise. So they got what they could get out of him. And then they flipped it for a one and got a Pro Bowl center. And then it made them take Zay Flowers, which is an upgrade too.
So anyway, the grades for Eric through 5 years of the draft. And look, the 2022 draft, first round anyway, has been a Babe Ruth call your shot, 500-foot majestic blast that'll be admired for many, many years to come with Hamilton and Linderbaum.
No doubt.
These guys are going to be studs. And look, we got to keep it real. The day after that draft, we were on here going, you just signed Marcus Williams. What the hell are you drafting a safety for when you need a pass rusher?
Yeah, right? And Bob,
we're as guilty as anyone.
I remember doing the draft. The guy that I didn't want them to take, you know, was Jordan Davis. I did not want them to take the D-line, you know, and that's what everybody was saying that they were going to do at 14. Remember, and then Philly jumped in front of
them
to get the guy. But I'm saying, why do you want this big guy? He can't rush the pass. He's going to play on one down. So I was so happy for that. And, Bob, I mean, Hamilton on film, awesome. You know, his testing is what is the only reason that the Ravens were able to get him at 14. That's the only reason. Because he was probably, I think, like, if we went back and looked at, like, Mel's stuff early on and throughout, he was probably in the top five on the big board.
Johnson, the one who went to the Jets,
yes.
Right? He, Florida State.
Was it Jermaine?
Jermaine Johnson.
Pass rusher.
The Ravens passed him up twice, apparently, and that's what got people all fired up. And he's had a good little run there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not Lawrence Taylor. Let's not get carried away here. But Kyle Hamilton and Tyler Linderbaum, Eva Lamar tweeted out at the time,
yeah.
WTF.
Yeah.
Maybe because they traded his buddy and then they took a center, not a wide receiver. But boy, did that turn out to be a brilliant, brilliant night for Eric DaCosta. Brian Wacker gave him a B for his GM capabilities. Here's an interesting cut, though, or quote. And this is Brian writing. A former colleague once described DaCosta as a 275 hitter with occasional pop.
So that means he's a decent big leaguer and he'll hit a home run every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, he'll get on base. I mean, he makes you 275.
Cedric Mullins?
You got to worry about him a little bit.
Well, I guess if he gets to the Super Bowl, then maybe he moves up. But he's made some really good moves.
But we talked, and Brian gave him a B, by the way.
Yeah.
We talked about the Flowers impact right out of the gate. Hamilton, Linderbaum. Let's not forget they drafted Isaiah Likely in that same draft, traded for Roquan Smith. So, yeah, he's had some pretty shrewd moves for sure. But we'll get to Childs and Mike Preston's grade. But I think B and maybe slightly above, it's not purple Kool-Aid drinking. I think it might be appropriate.
Yeah, because what would their record be over the 5 years? I mean, they made it. Have they been to the playoffs every year with Eric?
They missed in 21.
Yeah. So four out of 5 years.
Because Lamar got hurt.
Yeah. So, I mean, 4 out of 5 years. And
when he was hurt, they were like the number one seed at the time in the AFC.
Yeah. And then they should have beat Cincinnati with the backup quarterback.
4 or 5 years, playoffs. They've been the number one seed, made it to the AFC Championship game. But we'll get into that and more. If you want to comment, you can at 410-583-1057. Your draft predictions, your draft once at 30. Anyway, the Ravens have 9 picks in the draft, 2 fourths, 2 sevenths. If you want to work in between, feel free to do so. Orioles got work last night. They were down 7-0. 7-4 made it somewhat respectable, but a loss nonetheless. Hester cursed that 0-for-4, 3 Ks. Grace Rodriguez got shelled. Dee Kramer trying to win the series this afternoon at 4:07. As soon as we get the lineup, we'll share it with you. NBA, Stanley Cup playoff fun, hot and heavy. We got that coming your way and more. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Let's jam.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Here on the Fan.
With the 30th pick This is Vinny's Draft Profiles.
The Baltimore Ravens select
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
McConkey. And he's going to weave his way into open space. Look at this from Ladd McConkey. My, oh, my.
Look at it. ESPN says it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Draft Profiles continue on as tomorrow night begins the first round of the 2024 NFL Extravaganza live from Detroit. Ravens have the 30th pick. Inside draft, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, and let's talk about a guy that might be somewhat familiar to the Ravens offensive coordinator.
Yeah, Ladd McConkey, University of Georgia. He's a redshirt junior. He 6 foot, 186, ran 4.39, 1.5210, excellent. 36 in vertical, good. 10.4 broad jump, that's good. 13 reps, 2.25. He's a 3-star quarterback in high school, 2020 redshirted. So Munkin would have been there 2021 and 2022. So he knows Ladd McConkey extremely well. 2021, 7 starts, 31 catches, 447, 5 touchdowns. 2022, he started 14 games, 58 for 762, 7 touchdowns. And this past year, he had some injury issues, 30 catches for 478. And 2 touchdowns. Strengths: speed, quicks, change of direction, compete. He's extremely, extremely good competitor. He's smart, good rack, good route runner. He can get in and out of breaks quickly. Good body control. He can adjust well. Good speed, good concentration, good hands and concentration. Will go up and get the ball and take a hit. Has a burst after the catch. Plays quick and fast. Gets ball upfield after the catch. Used on jet sweeps and reverses, explosive off the snap, dominant Senior Bowl performance. That kind of really helped him out a lot because he missed a lot of time at Georgia. Natural hands catcher, good punt returner, gives good effort to block and work ethic. Weakness, wingspan, hand size. He's got 8 5/8 hand, 30 1/4 arm length. Good production, not great. Doesn't play big or strong. Not a big frame guy. Had a lot of injuries in 23, back and ankle. Struggles some with contested catches. Summary, this kid will be a productive NFL player because of smarts, work ethic, route running ability, speed, quickness, hands. I like him as a slot receiver and punt returner. Plays quick and fast, not big and strong. So, I mean, if let's just say if the Ravens took him at... I'm guessing, Bob, he's going somewhere between... 30 to 40, 25 to 40, somewhere in that vicinity. I'm guessing that's kind of what you hear. But for the Ravens, I could see him being in the slot. I really like him as a slot guy because he's super smart, super quick. You know what you're going to get. He's just a playmaker is what he is. Can he stay healthy? And he can be a punt return guy too. And the way that, the kickoff stuff is now he can do kickoff return.
Mel Kiper Jr., Baltimore Zone, Calvert Hall, has Ladd McConkey as his 9th rated wide receiver in this year's class. Remember, Mel's final big board and prospect and position rankings came out yesterday in the dueling mock drafts. Ladd McConkey goes number 39 to the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, and he's... It all depends on, you know, like we're going to talk about Leggett, and he's a 220-pound guy.
I like him better.
Yeah, and Mitchell's 6'2", 205, runs 4.3. All these guys run 4.3. So do you want – it's kind of what do you need, what do you want, you know, for your offense. McConkey's going to be a good NFL player, I think, just because he reminds me of, like, the Patriots dudes. You know, all those guys – that Brady had, the slot guys and stuff. That's what he reminds me of.
So if they go McConkey at 30, I think we're all going to be running hot. Let's put it that way.
I would think...
We defer to the experts, as we always say, but yeah. I'd be questioning...
That would have selection. To be that, you know, Todd was standing up on the table for him. Munkin.
He'd have to be Nadia Comaneci to get me to listen to him bouncing on a table for this dude here. With all due respect to Ladd McConkey, now you get him late in the second round, hey, bring it on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
After you've maybe addressed another knee. But what do you think, everybody? 410-583-1057 is the number. Your draft predictions, projections, your concerns with the Ravens roster right now. As we're sitting here at April the 24th, we are here for you. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Orioles got crushed last night early. Made it respectable, but the Angels were up 7-0. Birds did chip away. Birds did get the tying run at the plate late in the ball game, but it was not enough. So now it's all about Dean Kramer trying to win this series against Tyler Anderson. 4:07 first pitch. No BBT today. We only do it at weeknight home games and road games. So we're off the next couple because they're off tomorrow. But we'll give it that lineup as soon as we get it. And since it's a 4:07 first pitch, I'm guessing we'll get it by 12, 1 o'clock. And we'll share draft, playoffs, Orioles. Yeah, we got plenty to do.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
What are you drinking? Vinny. Cake bread, Chardonnay. Haney, Mick Ultra. Vinny and Haney. 105.7, The Fan.
Third and three. Oh, and lost it, but held on to by Flowers, who will take it to the 10 and the 5 into the end zone for a touchdown.
Mike Tirico, NBC, talking about Zay Flowers, one of his five touchdowns as a rookie, 2023. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Woman Crush Wednesday. Some Lita Ford coming right at you as we head into the top of the hour where Ryan Wilson awaits from CBSSports.com. He's mocked the draft so many times he should get an award for it. But talking about Eric DaCosta heading into his sixth draft. He's 5 years in now as GM of the Ravens. Baltimore Sun, Brian Wacker, Childs Walker, Mike Preston did their Eric DaCosta grades through 5 years. Brian Wacker gave him a strong B. Childs Walker has given him a B+ because he hasn't whiffed badly on a first-round pick. Now, it took Patrick Queen a while to get fired on all cylinders. The trade for Roquan Smith, DaCosta move, helped that move along nicely. Thank you very much. But Adafe Owe, Rashad Bateman, still waiting on those results here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so his batting average isn't bad, you know. I mean, because you got to look at it, Bob, when all right, let's just take Owe, for example.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Owe and Ajabo, those two. All right, what we thought was going to be wasn't. So what did he do? He went and got Van Noy and Clowney, which was huge additions, and didn't pay him anything. So, I mean, that was, you got to kind of look at the whole picture. You know, were the draft picks, if the draft picks were what Eric thought they would be, then you don't have to go get Van Noy and Clowney.
But if we look at 21 alone, and by the way, Zay Flowers, let's get back to that, concentrate on him. He lived up to, and in my opinion, he exceeded rookie expectations.
Yeah, he was my favorite receiver in the draft. I just loved his yak ability. I thought he was like Marquise Brown, but 100 times better yak guy. And he's proven to be a phenomenal yak. I mean, he's fun to watch as a yak guy, and he should have had 6 touchdowns this year.
Yeah, 391.
Yeah, and I think
yards over his 77 receptions, which led the Ravens. But what are you talking about, the playoff game?
Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't have counted to his regular season stats, but I get where you're coming from with that one. But Zay Flowers lived up to the hype and more. And then Trent Simpson was picked last year in the third round. He's going to be asked to step in and replace Patrick Queen here.
Well, to me, that's a smart play by Eric on that one, because you know that you paid Roquan. No matter how good Patrick played, he wasn't coming back.
No.
You know, no, so
we all knew that.
Right. So you draft the replacement. And then you get him a year to do what he did. Had a little success in that Pittsburgh game, so feel good about him. And he's a worker. So now you just slide him right into that spot, and we'll take that third-round compensatory pick next year.
Now let's go back to 21, though. It was Bateman and Oway, two guys who will not get their fifth-year options.
No.
Then you got Ben Cleveland.
Hey. Third round?
Correct. Brandon Stevens, hello.
That was a very good pick.
Take a victory lap. Tylan Wallace, acceptable.
Yep.
Maybe not as a receiver. Maybe we'll see this year, perhaps, what he could bring to the equation.
Fifth round?
He was a fourth rounder.
Fourth rounder. I mean, 1, 2, and 3 need to be eventual starters. 4 through 7, some type of role player type thing. And that's what Tylan, if you get a starter 4 through 7, you're lucky, because if you would have known he was going to be a starter, Bob, you'd have drafted him earlier.
But the fact that he's here and
yeah,
he's going to,
no doubt.
He literally won a game for them against the Rams last year.
Yep.
The walk-off punt return. But maybe, Vinny, we'll see more of him in a pass role, depending on what they do with wide receiver.
The problem is he just doesn't have any speed, you know, and he doesn't separate that well. But, yeah, maybe he's more comfortable. We'll just see. Because they're going to add a couple more guys. They have to, just for depth purposes and stuff, and cover up for injuries, because we do have Bateman. You know, he was healthy for 17 games last year, but overall he hadn't been totally healthy throughout his career. But I'm expecting, Bob, and I'm hoping, so is Harbs and Eric, that Bateman is going to take that next step. And we'll see. I mean, okay. What? Lock and Forest says he's going to be traded by tomorrow night.
Then I'm guessing they're drafting a wide receiver at some point in time, either first or second round.
I know, but here's the only thing that I say with that, Bob, is Bateman's cheap, and he does run good routes. And his rookie year, he did have big plays and stuff. And, all right, if you get rid of him, what are you going to get? Fourth, fifth, something round draft pick? No, it's not going to be anything great. So you can't replace him with that. So then, all right, so let's say, okay, in the first round, then you got to go to receiver. And then, all right, then what do we do with our tackle and our corner?
But do you call him a bust, Rashad Bateman, through 3 years?
You said he
was healthy last year,
yeah.
And you didn't even know he was on the field half the time. But Jonas Schaefer, who will be joining us tomorrow, when he did his film study, said this guy was open a lot.
Yeah.
And was thrown to very little.
And
his target share was pretty minimal. As a matter of fact, I got it right here. Let's see. Bateman, 16 games, Vinny. 56 targets.
Yeah.
56 targets. Odell Beckham Jr. in 14 games had 64.
Yeah. That's the trust factor, man. I mean, what likely have?
Likely, well, he had Jack. You know what, before
I know,
got
that's
hurt.
That's the point I was going to
make. Well,
you
talk about being effective with your target share. He had 40 targets, 30 receptions, 5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Guy was a stud Andrews got hurt.
And what happened was Lamar believed in him. And that's the biggest thing. I mean, you watch Bateman play, and we talked about it a lot during the season. Body language sucked. And
That game in Pittsburgh, I believe, where he dropped the touchdown pass. He checked out, man.
Yep. And what happens he knows the route call, and he knows who's primary, and he's reading the coverage, and you know who, if you're going to be the primary or not. And you know if you run a good route and you created separation and you're open, and then they don't even look at you. It's like, you know, F this.
Yeah.
I mean,
what am I running from my health over here? And real quick, 21, close that out. And I mean this Ricky Bobby style, all due respect. 3 called third strikes, Sean Wade, Dalen Hayes, Ben Mason. Closing out the draft of 21.
Yeah. And old Mason, guess where he's at now, Bob?
I was going to say San Diego, the Chargers.
Yes.
Well, he did play
Michigan, man.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7. The Fan will come back. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. He's going to be in Detroit. They're doing all sorts of super terrific things with the 24 draft. We'll get his final impressions of it so far, including what the Ravens may or may not do at 30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.